Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Meddy, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we are absolutely thrilled to have conjured up our next amazing guest. Please welcome Sean and Jenny. Say hello.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Happy World's Goth Day.
Yeah. All right, please introduce yourselves. Tell everyone, what do you do?
I'm Sean Kay. I play bass in Too Much Light.
I'm Jenny Kirby, and I'm the songwriter, vocalist, producer, and engineer for Too Much Light.
Fantastic.
And I should say that Sean is also a co-songwriter. He's not just the bass player.
That's right, Sean. And we also have a co-host, Big Papa, in the house.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Woohoo! All right. And Too Much Light. This is, it's like 7 o'clock, folks. Is it too much light for you guys?
It is for me. There's always too much light.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, we'll make it darker
this
for you guys.
This is a terrible World Goth Day. There's way too much light for World Goth Day.
It's in May, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, May 22nd, folks, World Goth Day. All right, tell me about this new band called Too Much Light. Tell me about the sound. Tell me about this next song, the first song that we're going to play.
Okay, so what we were originally wanting to do was make pop music. We were sitting in an Indian restaurant, and there was Indian goth pop playing, which we thought sounded awesome. And
cool.
Sean's like, hey, do you want to make some pop music? And I'm like, Yeah, I think I do. So that was the original plan, was to make goth pop, and it's just sort of evolved from there. So we were kind of taking our inspiration from 80s inspired synth pop, and then, you know, for whatever reason, it's starting to sound like a little bit darker, and even having some punk influences in it now. So yeah, it's kind of evolved.
Awesome. All right, and we'll find out how they met, okay, after this song. Too much light, y'all. Leave it all. Okay, guys. How do you guys know each other?
How do we know each other?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Sean answer that question.
Sure. Mm. Let's hear the story.
Well, how we met is kind of confidential. How we know each other is just through music, playing music. I've played music forever. I ran a label. Jenny has also been putting out records and playing music forever. So just from around, mm-hmm. around town.
And, oh my gosh, my brain just shut off. I forgot exactly what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
The running gun.
Yes. Can you tell us about the running gun? What is the running gun?
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Run and Gun, it's the 48-hour film indie film festival that's horror-themed. So what it is you have to write, shoot, and edit a film in a 48-hour period. So what ends up happening is on a Friday afternoon at 6 p.m., they give you these prompts to ensure that you're going to be actually doing it in 48 hours. So this year we had to include a card. We had to include a line of dialogue, a specific line of dialogue. Time had to be the theme.
Okay.
And there was an additional fourth surprise element, and that was the number 10. So I was the production designer on Our Run and Gun.
Right.
I also had a small role. So Our Run and Gun film was called Garage Sale Massacre. It was written, directed, and produced by Warren Dean Fulton.
Okay.
So I know him from the film industry. I normally work in film. We're both in the film union. And he's, horror's his passion. So he's done, a lot of other horror films, and he submits to film festivals all the time. So this particular one is going to be screened at the Rio and hopefully go on, if it wins some awards for something, to, the major award ceremony, which I think is going to be at the Vogue.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So at the Rio, then. Do you know a release date or?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll find that out. But as soon as we know, we'll.
It's soon. It's in June.
Okay, so it's very, very soon then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sean was one of the leads in it. He was Bob.
Oh, Sean, all right. We'll have to check Bob. Out. Yeah, check that out. All right, we're gonna play "She's in Parties" on CJSF.
Bows. Under silent You know, that was Bauhaus. That was a huge influence on a lot of people, especially in the goth world. Just because I think, from my opinion anyway, I think they were like the godfathers of goth music, I guess, back since they started in the 70s. And anyway, what are your guys' influences? What drives you? What influences what you guys are writing today? What started you?
The song that started us, because I had I happened to find a bass at the Valley Village.
Nice.
So we're eating dinner, and I'm like, let's do this band. I've got the bass. And there's that song Go by Tones on Tail.
Right, right.
I was like, let's listen to that song, and let's try to do that. Good. So that was the song that we wanted to sound like. And, you know, it didn't really work out. but what did happen was like something good. Like it's kind of like a mix of, you know, what we've been doing.
Right, right. So
I grew up listening to hardcore, so
yeah,
that comes out. The goth stuff comes out.
Yeah.
I played like in a post-punk band, so that's comes out as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, and Jen?
Yeah, so for me, I would say my biggest goal was to just not make it sound like Borg Queen. I would say probably one of my biggest influences as a composer and producer is Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
But this was going to be 80s inspired, so I was trying to draw some inspiration from, you know, bands like the Human League. And then, you know, like some sort of like new wavy type sounds, like more modern ones, like the Killers. Like, actually, I'm a huge fan of the Killers, so I wanted this to, you know, kind of like have a bit more of a modern sound to it, like the Killers sort of synth pop,
right?
But like also that throwback to the 1980s Human League. And then just everything I touch kind of ends up sounding a little Nine Inch Nails-y. Just, I don't know, it's just sort of permeated me as a composer.
yeah, and we're going to listen to some Borg Queen.
Yeah.
Tell me about Serial Killer.
So Serial Killer was written as the final song in my EP Blood, Sweat, Tears, and it was literally about that time in my life that I kept on having a recurring dream about being a serial killer.
Oh, wow.
And what I realized was that dream was actually symbolic of a lot of emotions that I was burying. Because in that dream, I would never actually kill anybody, but I'd just be burying bodies. And I realized, okay, this is a metaphor for buried emotions. So
it's almost like tying up loose ends.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write an EP about all the stuff I'm going through right now.
Here we are.
Something.
Yes, that was Serial Killer, Borg Queen. Oh, and Borg Queen, you have a special announcement about the name.
Yes, so Borg Queen is being rebranded to Bionark.
Bionark?
Yes.
How do you say it again?
Bionark, so Bionic Monarch.
Yes.
So it's still Borg Queen, but Bionic Monarch. I wanted to make it gender neutral, having come out in the last few years as non-binary. So, yeah, so I wanted to avoid the gendered thing.
Yes.
And then I am turning Bionic into a media company itself because of what I do in film. I'm putting a lot of focus on making music videos now and that kind of content and pursuing a career as a production designer.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah, so Bionic is just, it's a better name and I'm not going to run into like legal issues with Paramount over it, so it'll be good. So Borg Queen is being rebranded as Bionark.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Big Papa, I think you got some events that are happening around town.
I do. Events that are coming up. We got Dark Rave 4, where Dark Alternative meets Techno. July 12th, 10 p.m., 236 Clark Drive. Get tickets at Eventbrite. And also coming up is Deathbound with moniker Hushed and Dead After Dark, 648 Kingsway in Vancouver, July 26, 7 p.m. And just so you know, Deathbound are semi-finalists from Canada's West Coast Wacken Metal Battle. Oh, those lucky bastards.
Awesome.
Oh.
All right, and we're going to be back with more Too Much Light after the break.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back with Too Much Light. And guess what, folks? They're working on a music video. What? Tell me about it.
So our music video is going to coincide with the release of our first EP, and it's for our song Fashion Kills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What a deadly name.
I know. It's actually going to be really silly. It's a concept video where Sean and I are burglars, and we steal fashion. And we go to an art gallery that is a fashion exhibit, and we steal the fashion. And we rob somebody because they got, like, really great clothes. We discover a couple moths along the way because our logo is the moth.
Right.
Yes. And so it's almost kind of like our band origin story.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about origins, Sean, tell me about back in the day, Descent. Yes.
Descent.
Hardcore band from Vancouver. I sang. We played lots of shows. I mean, that's about all I can say.
Tell me about the song Until We're Free.
I think it's probably like 20-something years old. It's short. It's fast.
That's what we like.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the lyrics.
That's okay. And this is from the album, yes, Behind the Lies, right here on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
So Sean has a story about Descent.
Okay, funny story. We were playing in Courtney?
Comox.
And this is like long, long ago. And Jenny was at the show. And we clued in when we were at my house and we were looking at flyers. And Jenny sees this flyer and is like, I remember that show. I was at that show. And I was like, I was at that show too. I played that show.
Yeah, this is crazy because I was like 15 years old at the time, like back in the day when I was like an angry little punk rocker in Campbell River.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. I remember going to that show. I think that was like maybe my second or third show that I ever went to. Yeah.
What year would this have been?
This would have been in 1997.
Oh, wow.
1996 or 1997.
So past century.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Way back.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Rob Snowpack, yo.
Rob.
All right. So have you been to his record store lately?
Actually, we were just there not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we figured we'd go in and say hi in